before I begin, I want to share with you a certain darher, a gedank, which hit me very strong from the happenings of the past tkufa. The President of the United States came out with a statement, which I think we all could internalize it in a spiritual way. There's a deep idea here. He's angry with the British that they not only didn't they join in preparation for the war, but initially they weren't even going to allow the United States planes to refuel or use their bases, their airstrips. After things looked like were going very well for the American army, so they came up, they made a declaration they're going to send two massive ships also for the effort of the war. So the president gave a statement of no thank you, basically. You don't join a war after it's won. Once the war is won already, now you're coming to join. When there's still a war going on, when the fight is still there, when there's you got to get into the trenches, you got to sweat and work hard. That's the time to show that you're determined and join the war. Once the war is won, you want to join up with it. Rabbi Miami Yoritz Mesiyadim Kinofal Pachan Mordechai Aleim Yashikoyach. You guys were anti-Semites. Mordechai Yotabel Bushmalchus Tchilas V'chur. Oh, now we're all Jewish. I'm also a Jew. I also want to be Jewish. Gersekunst. The Nisayin is over. The war is over. The Jews are in the Spitz. And now you're trying to become a Ger. Now a Rabbi Miami is Mesiyadim. Mordechai is ready. He's wearing the tchelis. He's wearing the lush malchus. There's going to come a day, and hopefully it's not far off at all. Umol ha'aretz Hashem, deyos Hashem, kemayim liyom machasim. Eshpech ruchi al kol bosor, ekach mibneichem nezirim bachreichem, the Shefa of Das Elokim, of the Yetzer Tov of Kedusha. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Beis Hashem, very soon. For us then, to become Asmidim, for those of us who weren't Misgaber on our Nisgenis at the time of the war, that's the time to join. For a person who was not interested in being Makir in Hashem, oh, yeah, the Gemara tells us in Avir Yisrael that Beis Amud Beis, Losid Lovoi, all the nations of the world will all come, be it the Germans, be it the Romans, be it the Persians. They're all going to come and going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also deserve Schar. We did so much for Limud HaTorah. And the Gemara goes through all Arichas over there, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer them. That they meant it for themselves and they didn't have the right intentions, etc. That even if ultimately, through their actions, came out of Kvod Shemayim, but they weren't part of the process. I could use the phrase, it's not a kunz, but it's a nothing. To join up then, you don't join the war after it's won. For the Persians, the Romans, all these, the worst anti-Semites are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're going to ask for payment that they're part of it all. That it's true, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavev all of this for Gilui Kvod Shemayim in the world. But Benkach uBenkach, it should be a tremendous chizuk for us, Bnei Torah, who go through hardships, and we're in the trenches, and Kenai Nahara, we're creating in ourselves a connection to Lumud HaTorah with the Gishmak and the Cheshek, and even when things outside look like they're distracting, this is the time to join. This is the time to join. When we're in the trenches, when there's an avoda, when there's a mechemes hayetzer, one day, satzfoni, ekach mi alech, because you're going to take away the yetzer. There won't be a war anymore. The war will be won. The kedusha, there'll be a matzav eshbech ruch al kol boso. There's going to be a matzav of malor Malarts, Deyos Hashem, Kamayim, Layom Mechasim. Just like the oceans, the waters fill up the oceans. So it's going to be a shefa of Das, of Chochma, Bina. Deyos Hashem, on the highest Madrege. But who's going to be Zoichet to it then? The Yechidim, who, during the time of the Nisoy, when there was the Tzfoinis, Gemara says, when he still existed, before he was Shechted. The time to join us, Bnei Torah, those who are fighting the Yetzirah, to join the Melcham is today, not then. The president is right, you don't join the war after it's won. Mishkin Shrik, Mishkin Kuntz. And that's what the Gemara Taki says. That there's no Kabbalah's Gerim Limois HaMashiach. No Kabbalah's Gerim Limois HaMashiach. I want to speak in this week's parasha also, Vayakel Pekudei, but I first want to speak about the parasha Sachoidesh. We read this. This is the fourth Kriya that we have. In Poro last week, and this week we read parasha Sachoidesh. As a preparation for, let's appreciate not just Pesach, but rather it's a preparation for the Chodesh. Preparation for Chodesh Nisan. Shtekin Pasuk, this is our Kriya, Takonas Chazal, every Shabbos, Mevorchim, for Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh has a lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Rishon hu lochem l'chodshe Hashana. This Chodesh is the Rosh of all Chodoshim. It's the Rishon, it's the most important Chodesh, l'kol l'chodshe Hashana. Rosh, in Lashon Kodesh, carries a few meanings. But it's fundamental, the Shoresh of the meaning is, says the Netziv, Rosh means the most important. Just like the head is the leader, is Rosh, head, but that's Lashon Mushal Betzim, from Rosh means the most Choshev Echelek. Rosh Mashmoy, Lashon Kodesh, Harbe Pa'omim, Muvchar, Kemoi, gives examples, Meroish Paris Oyev, Reishis, Goyim, Amalek. Not that it's first, rather it's the most Choshev, outspoken, outright nation. The most important Chodesh of the year is Chodesh Nisan. And that's Achonef for Nisan, we have to know it. And why is it so Choshev? Now the Netziv says the Yesod over here in the parasha, but in other places it's mashman that there's more to it. He says the Yesod as follows: the birth of Klal Yisrael, l'kachas le'goy mikerev goy, that we became a nation, happened in this chodesh. The gilui and the l'kachtes chamli la'om vaitzesi veveisi, the shleimus of the geula, happened in this chodesh. Leil tezvav. In the day which is the Tokpushal Chodesh, in the middle of the month, the Levona is b'milua, it's Nechshav Klapi, the Chodesh, that's the Tokif of the Chodesh. And it was B'davkin this Chodesh. This is the Chodesh which is unique, the Zman that was Miyuchad for Geulas Yisrael. Now, it's in two sense. In other places, the Netziv says, and it's Poshut from the Psukim themselves, that this Chodesh is a Chodesh which was chosen initially for the Geulas Yisrael in this Chodesh. As the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim, who? The Pasuk describes, Leil Shimurim u'Lashem lo'itziyah me'etz Yisrael, hu'alayla azeh la'ashem shimurim u'chol b'nei Yisrael u'deroisom. Hoya Kodesh Baruch Hu Rashi, and that Pasuk says, Shoymer Metzapeloi, that this is the special, unique day when Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Mekayim Zavtocha. Hu Halaylo Azeh, Halaylo Shomer Lavrom, Balaylo Azeh, Ani Gerles Bonecho. Brisbane Absorm was Antes Vav Nisan, and that night. Shimur Muluchol Nesu, Al Dereisim forever, Meshumor Boman Amazikin, forever. As the Netziv writes, what's Shimon Chod Bnei Yisrael Dorisim? Oz Hishom Mukhsheres Dias Nigal Mikol Tzoros. Kasher Hoyo Oz Gula Rishoyna. In the future, it is Meyuchid, this man of Gula in Yisrael. And it's Mashma, it's Shimon Chod Bnei Yisrael Dorisim for the future, but also it's Kesh Bochus Mitzape. The Pasuk says twice Shimur. Shimur Emul Hashem, initially, that this is going to be the right time. And it's also, the Pasuk finishes off Shimur for the future. Benisa Nigalo, Benisa Nasidin Lihigoel. It was been Koyach the Chodesh Nisan Sheboy. Nisan is a Chodesh Miyuchid, and that Koyach is still here in this Chodesh. Now the Netziv writes, what's the uniqueness of the Chodesh? He says, since that was the Chodesh, that was the creation of Klal Yisrael, he says, it's an interesting idea. I don't understand more than the words of what the Netziv says, but this is the idea. He says as follows. He says, Klal Godol Hu, Sheba Oysa Yoim, Shenivra Oysa Dovor, when there's a zman that something was created in that zman, it's mesugal for the future forever. That's the zman mesugal. Umize teva ha'ish v'motzei Shabbos Kodesh reiseach yoiser mishum she'oz nivra. Fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. That's what we'll make the Bermer Yesh every Motzei Shabbos. Ganze sugin gemara. The koyach of fire is stronger on Motzei Shabbosos. Vushteitos, not in some machshove zeiver, steht in Tshuves HaRashbo. Kama shikosa in Tshuves HaRashbo, chelik aleph, simon tov yud gimel. That the koyach of fire is stronger on Motzei Shabbos, because that's when it was created. So too, Knesses Yisrael, Ayid, Hot his koiches, his yahadus, of the yahadus, to strengthen himself in this koyach of his tzuras Yisrael sheboy. This is the chodesh which is miyuchid for every single Jew to be meschazik in his yasoidus of his yahadus more than any other month. There's the day itself, which is taket. The night of Pesach is the most important night that a Jew has throughout the year. In the hischazkus in the yasoidus emunah. That's why Me'ikar Adin, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not supposed to go to sleep. You're able to stay up, you have to stay up. Misapro kolosa halaylo. And shetachtifenu sheino. In Prisku, everything, in Talom, the Shazach, they would make emphasis. It's much more important than Leir Shavuos. Shaseida. Okay, yeah. Benkech or Benkech, it's all important. Aber Lemaise, definitely there's Me'ikar Adin. Meikar Adin Kolosu Alaylo is why? Lama Zogin, I don't want to now discuss the ideas to stay up, not to stay up, but I want to discuss it in a different Nikudah. The moments of Leil Pesach, Leil Aseder is the Laila that has the Koyach to make the strongest effect on each and every one of us. That's why there's a Chayva Sipur, there's a Chayva Shinun, there's a Chayva. We afilu chachomim nevoinim. We have to go over the yesodes emunah and nachamot to appreciate and internalize the basics of yahadus of hashgacha protis to darher the yesodes of what being a Jew is all about. What we were chosen to be, the chosen nation. What it demands from us, our relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with being makir. Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs every single detail of our lives. Shimurim. It's a Chodesh. But Lamaise, we have to realize it's not just, it doesn't begin Balailo Azeh. The Koyach begins already from Rosh Chodesh. And that's Taka the Hezbollah says in the Tziv in the Haggadah, and his Haggadah, it's a beautiful Haggadah. I encourage everyone to get to learn it before and to be Mashkiya in the Haggadah Bechlal before. You don't come to Pesach without investing in learning up the Haggadah very well beforehand. Now, the Netziv is a beautiful agoda, very deep agoda, but it's packed with tremendous yesoides. He says, "And the Havamino Yochal Merosh Chodesh." It's a brayse. It's a mechilta. The pasuk We say it in the Haggadah. Yochel mi Rosh Chodesh, tamloim er bayoy mahu. I bayoy mahu, yochel mi bayit yoyim, tamloim er bavur ze. Loyamarta b'shosh matzomor munochem lefonecha. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is that Rosh Chodesh is the zman which is mesugal to internalize the yisoides of emunah. Maybe the chiyuv in the mitzvah sipur begins already from Rosh Chodesh. Nay, it's a different mitzvah. It's a vada goyse zacho, but the mitzvah deraisa is b'shoshim matzomor munochem lefonecho. Nochmer, what's mi ba'od yoyim? Why mi ba'od yoyim? Meicha teisim mi ba'od yoyim an yudalim. Ba'yoyim ahu. Very poshut, zok the nitziva. Everyone explains it. It's a poshut to pshat. Mi ba'od yoyim, the chiyuv akroves akorben, that weiter is going back to the all the yisaydis of emun neshgocha protis hasheposach hashem abote b'nei Yisrael b'nok v'z mitzrayim v'z boteinu hitzil. When is the chiyuv akrova? From chatzois. Mi ba'od yoyim. Efshe yochel mi ba'od yoyim. Tamo nirma ba'vur zeh. What's ba'vur zeh? That the chiyuv sipur is b'shas the chiyuv of achilas matzah and moror. And shas the chiyuv achilas matzah moror is from when? From when? When is the chiyuv achilas matzah moror? Lailo. Can you do tesefis yomtiv? Those of you doing avi pesachim v'shtein tesefis in Mikenish machen tisefis yomtiv. An achilas matzah moror mitarnished. Says the Taz, even Kiddush you don't make before me boy dioy. The nusach from Kiddush is oichet mizotnished. As they state in Taz. The Midalit Koisis is also has to be balaylo. Those are makbir Rabbeinu Tam have to be makbir, definitely Rabbeinu Tam on this. Balaylo. Nochmer. I feel the Dalit Koisis in the Chiddush of Taz, I feel the Amira of Kiddush is part of the Dalit Koisis. It's not some brisker shtickel of Chiddush of Maris Alev or a shtickel that the Rosh Yeshiva said if it was Bar Mitzvah printed at Tiferet Tzvi, that the Iker Dalit Koisis is the Amira ala Kois. Shtekin Shein in Taz has to be Balaylo, the Amira has to be Balaylo. Weiss the Chois Dalit Koisis has to be Balaylo, the Amira darf Shein Zayin Banach. How alaylo is it? But what's the havamin of the Gemara of the Mechilta? Because the Chodesh is his man Mesugal. The Yohim Mavada Yudalit is the Mesugal B'Yoyse. That was the Zman Akrovas Akorban back in Mitzrayim was then, and every single year we go back to that Mokim that his Chaskus in those in Yonim on Yudalit. And Avada, person on Yudalit, Amiras Korban Pesach internalized ideas of the Mitzvah Daraisa of the Gata Lubin Chabayoy Mahu. Is ba'avur zeh, b'shoshem atzomor, munochim lefonecho. And v'gata lebincho, afilu kuron chacham, is also b'en lebein atzmoy. Ein loy ben, ishte she'a loy. Chavrusin, ein loy, sholes atzmoy, derech shaylev tshuva. Yes, the b'mis chazik, derech shaylev tshuva, all the yisaydis of Yahadus. It's a chodesh, which is a zman miyuchid, and we have to appreciate the chodesh. And that's why we're laying this week, before the Rosh Chodesh comes, every mitzvah needs a hachana. And for those of you who were here when I spoke for a couple of Shabbos and Shabbos Zohar, every Shabbos before a Zman, a big Zman, the Shabbos is a Zman Meyuchad. Because the hachana for the Zman begins in the Shabbos beforehand. That's why Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGodl. Shabbos before Yom Kippur, it's its own unique Shabbos. Minar Kokol Burkhana brought the Lashon of the Zohar, which is printed in the Sidurim or in the Zmir Shabbos, for those who say it. That the bracha that happens during the week already begins from Shabbos, and it's Chalan Shabbos. And that's why the Shabbos before, and this is Zman Miyuchad. We come to Chodesh Nisan, this Zman of Achonev has to begin appreciation from Shabbos beforehand, which is Shabbos, this Shabbos, Shabbos HaChodesh. Now I'll mention, someone asked it to me, and I thought, it's a nekuda, for a lot to speak about, but this is this uniquely one nekuda, which I want to emphasize, I think it's one of the most important nekudas of Leila Seder. What's the yisod of Bavu Zeh, lo yamayit el shoshamatu moro munochem lefonecho? There's a Mishnah in Psochim. chayov Adam liris es atzmoi ki ilu hu yotzam imitzrayim. It's not a hanogas chasidus. It's a chiyuv. Meikar din, and the Rambam emphasizes it in Hilchos Chametz Tzumatze. It is meikar. It is the basic din de araisa. So it's a phenomenal chiddush nifla. There's a chiyuv gom on every single Jew. Lirois it's atzmoi ki ilu hu yotza mi mitzrayim. Chiyuv gom, and if it needs achana, we begin now. We have to. What is the mitzvah? A person is mechuyev to see in himself that he left Mitzrayim. I can't say either. The Rambam has another emphasis, but let's get first the basic yesod. The Rambam Halacha Vav says, "Bechol dar vador." Don't think it was only for people who lived in the Mikdash and they had almost Ruach HaKodesh. Bechol dar vador, for those of us with all the challenges of 2026, it's Shaykh Tas also. Chayov Adam, Laharo Yisus Atzmoy, Ki Hu Ba'atzmo Yotza Ato Mishibut Mitzrayim. Shenemar, Vaisonu Hoitzi Mishom. Vaisonu goes on every single Jew. Val Dover Zeh. Heads to the golden words of the Rambam. Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu ordered us. Batoira. Vizocharto. Ki eved hoyiso. Ki loimar. Ki lu ato ba'atzmencho hoyiso eved. Viyotzoso lacherus v'nifdeiso. Every single person has to visualize within himself that he himself was an eved and Kodesh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim. Nafro. Us pampered individuals growing up in wealth and growing up with everything we need. How could we visualize within ourselves being avodim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? And that's expected from every 13-year-old Jewish or boy and from every 12-year-old Jewish girl. She's chayv to be on this madrega, to be able to see within herself that she was a shivcha or she was an eved in Mitzrayim and taken out of Mitzrayim. Chiyuv Gomer on every single Yid. Was pshatn de? And was vitut min das? So of course it needs achana. That's why I said you don't fall into Chodesh Nisan without achana. You don't fall into Pesach without achana. The lashon one of the Rishonim he says, Chayv Odom. There is a satsmoy ki ilu hu. Is a lashon. Al derech shomru chazal, chayav adam loymar, b'shvili nivro ha'olam. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that every person is supposed to appreciate who he is in his own creation. And this person is supposed to visualize and walk around the world, b'shvili nivro ha'olam. The world was created for me. Okay, now what does that mean? That almost can sound like the most egoistic animalistic Nairishkeit. Rosh Yeshiva spoke last week, for those of you who merited to hear his basic Ashkofa for Sholem Bayis, that every single one can internalize when he spoke by the Kiddush of the Ofer of last week. He spoke that the olive base of being a human being, and definitely of being a Jew, is not to think only about yourself. Because Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of marriage. You have to live your life with someone else. That you don't wake up in the morning thinking only about yourself. You don't go to sleep at night thinking all about yourself. You don't mesh up the day only worry about yourself. You have to always be concerned about others. Kadosh Baruch Hu created humanity as the shlemus of a human being. To be thinking about others. Olam chesed yibona. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that a person should not be. What does it mean chayev? Pshat izeh poshut. So the mission over there in Sanhedrin continues. A person has to realize the responsibility that he has. And what's expected from him? We learn out from Adam Arishan. What's the makar of such an idea? Very poshut. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world from Adam Arishan. And that would have been enough for the creation of the world. And let's get it straight. Adam wasn't any more of a meyuchas. He didn't do anything better. And he wasn't any more beloved to his creator then be a Daniel, be a Israel, be a Moshe Chaim, be a Chaim, be an Avrami, be an Adil Yisrael. Did Adam do anything before I was created to be deserving of creation? Did I do anything before I did to be deserving of creation? Actually, Nisarti Eini Kedai. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon and gave him the ganze Welt. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the ganze Welt. Yeder Eini. Tahainu. And what does that mean in practice? A person has to walk around the world. Thank you, Hashem, for the beautiful sky. Appreciate the whole Bria. Now the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create an Avrami, and ultimately there's also Yisrael or a Moshe Chaim in the world, doesn't take away that the world could have been created only for me, with an expectation from me, and a demand on me. Adam HaRishon wasn't created an animal. Animals were not created one. Adam was created one. Adam Nivra Yechidi, the Mishnah says. And that's exactly the kunz, the nekuda where a human being is different. A person, if he's zoiche, if he lives the life the way he should be living, the world would have been created for every single one of us on our own. We have enough of a chashivus and enough of a tafkid, enough of a goal. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants and demands from us, expects from us that we'll make the right choices and we will live a proper life. Each and every one of us has a schus to the ganze Welt. Was created for his sake. With all the responsibility of that too. The Yesod is as follows. V'oysonu hoitzi mishom. It wasn't my Zayde, which also was my Zayde. But I have to appreciate, do you know why Yetzias Mitzrayim happened? So me, Ani HaKoton, okay, seemingly, who am I? Klapi, Gans Knesset Yisrael since Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron HaKohen, v'chule v'chule, Gans Knesset Yisrael, yes. But I'm also an Ish Yehudi. I'm also an Ish Israeli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysonu Hoitzi Mishom, Leman Hovi Oysonu, and we should come to our Tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Yitzias Mitzrayim with Ha'oysisim Moifsim B'far Mavod Chol Ma'antoy Ki Yodata. All of that was also for what? It could have been also only for me. Be it Avrami. Be it each and every one of us. All of that was for what reason? So I should be sitting here tonight, Leila Seder, being Mekayim Mitzvahs, that I am a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of that in order that I should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bris, that I should have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I have to internalize that concept. Lav Dafke, and of course, the Avdus HaGashmis, but that's also true. And the Rambam makes that emphasis. You have to realize, we would have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose his nation, and he chose me as an individual. He chose me to be part of this nation. But let's get down to the Nekuda. Oysonu Hoitzi Mishom. The Geula happened, why? For me. With all that responsibility. And why did it happen? It happened Bavur Zeh. Lo Yomarti Levisho Shematu Mor Munochim Lefonecho. I'm just going basic. The Yesod of the Haggadah of Bavur Zeh. What is the Bavur Zeh? There's a Yesod in Chazal. What does Zeh mean? You know the Rashi in this week's on Parshas HaChodesh? HaChodesh HaZeh? Gevaldik Shmuel. HaChodesh HaZeh means what? Zog Hoich? Speak up. Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. Her Loi Be'etzba. Nizkash Shem Moshe Al-Molda. Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. Ze yitnu, just a parsha shkolim. Herole matbeah shalesh. Ze yitnu. I'll add different meanings, whatever it means. But the yisod is what in the lashon gedish. Ze means what? Mar be'etzba. What does it say about the menorah also? Niskash Moshe by menorah also has lashon of zeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, heraloi with eish. What? No, you've heard this chazal from Mashgiach probably more than once. Asidim, hine elokeinu zeh kivinu loy v'yoshienu. It's a Gemara, in the end of Masechta Sukkah, I think. What's hine elokeinu zeh kivinu loy? Can be a circle. Tainis, can say it's a tainis. It was aggressive, Boki. But that what? Asidim tzadik, mochel atzadikim. Mochel atzadikim, Mashgiach explains, everyone's coming from his different angle. There's the person who had these type of Nisyonis and these type of challenges. There's the Bach with all the American Nisyonis and the Bach with the African Nisyonis. We have with British Nisyonis. Everyone with his Nisyonis, he's standing from a different angle. And what does he say? Ze Hashem kivinu loy v'yoshien mar be'etzba. Leila Seder. We're mar be'etzba. It has to be in front of us. And we say, ba'avur ze. Okay, what does that mean? What do we tell the Russia? Hakes Shinon. And what do you tell him? Ilu hayashom lo yoyonigal. Ah, Mitzvah Mishzayim happened because of me. For my sake, but not for you. You would have gone down with the Mitzvah. You would have died in Mitzrayim. You wouldn't have been nigal. You would have remained in Evet. It wouldn't have been for you. Why? Because you don't eat matzah and moror. Ba'avur zeh. What is the amkus from the zog to the Russia? What do you tell the Russia? Hak is Shinov. You punch him through his teeth. And what do you give him? You knock out. He has no koyach adibu b'chal. No shaykhis. He wouldn't have been nigga. But me, I would have been nigga. Why? Ba'avur zeh. Because I eat this matzah more. But let's go tiefer. I'm just going to the most basic level of pshat. What's licked in the answer? The ba'avur zeh. It goes much further. It's not just that I was nigal in order that I should become a ben Torah, that I should become. Do you know why I was nigal? That tonight, Leila Seder, year 5,786 for Bryas Olam, which is year 3,300, whatever, for Yetzias Mitzrayim, detract from the previous number, 2,448. That was the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That I should be here 3,300 whatever years later, and Ichob di Matzah. Do you know why there was Yetzias Mitzrayim? My power got damned for the Akinim? That me, Avraham Meiselman, or Bira the young woman, this Matzah, that I should eat this Matzah, that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. Not just that in order that I should be the Ben Yakir, Choviv, Zgula, Takodesh Baruch Hu, but Ba'avur Zeh, it happened, so I should eat the matzah tomorrow of tonight. The Tachlis HaGe'ula, the Sibas HaGe'ula, the reason of Ge'ula was for me, tonight, to eat this Kizayis Matzah. Thus is the ganze Tachlis and the ganze everything. Ba'avur Zeh. You tell the Ben Rosh Eloi Yonigal, but Avalom HaFashtin Mer. The matzah, it's b'shor shematzah ma'amirachum fanecho. There's a chiv sipur on the matzah. There's a chiv sipur on the morah. Chiv sipur on the korban Pesach. Ein echanami. But the tiefkeit from them geht azei weit. The ganze geula was given for me and for my eating this matzah tonight. This is what matzah is. Let's appreciate. It's the mitzvah's matzah have not of dafka the bocher, the lamdin, who's been learning for 5-6 years in yeshiva since his bar mitzvah, 7 years, whatever, and he's already gone to Talmud Chacham. Even for the poshut, the basic Yiddish kind who's not the Rosh, who's out there to eat his matzah and moro, Leila Seder, yes, we'll be right for the gula, because he's out to do Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu to eat his kizayis matzah and moro. Those is the chshivas from the mitzvah matzah and moro of Laila Hazeh, 5,000 years. Hey, I love him, Tov Shin Pei Vov. And that's the Yisod. Appreciate who you are and appreciate that the Gula would have happened because of you. And when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say Hallel, Alayla Seder, you're not saying Hallel only for what? For the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out your Zaydis, our Zaydis, our elder Zaydis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim. That I am a Jew. That I have this chus to have a connection to Hashem, and I'm sitting here tonight, and tonight I'm able to eat this matzah and moro. That is the yesod of the chiyuv sipur of Leila Seder. And the person has to reach this madrega in Magid already. That has to be his whole attitude of Leil Pesach. And that's the hala that he says before the achilas matzah. And with that mindset, he goes and he eats his matzah and morah. And hopefully korban Pesach. There's a beautiful vort from vort. I'm saying it's a vort, but it's a beautiful idea from Avram ben Aramba, and from Reb Dovid Anogit. Sorry, Reb Dovid ben Avram ben Aramba. Rambam Zeinikel. He has a beautiful Haggadah, very non-commonly. It's called Medrash Reb Dovid Anogit, translated from Arabic. There's a halacha. Halacha is as follows: that before halach mo'anyo. And before Kohen's Rama, before Alach Manya, other Menogma, before Manishtani, you have to be Misalik the Kaira. Beginning, before Magid, you Misalik the Kaira. Now, why are you Misalik the Kaira before Magid? Kiddush Yishvat Hinoikis. Okay, so Dovid HaNogid in his Dovid HaNogid, he breaks it down on a simple level for the Hamoinam. And like, so what do you answer the child when he asks you? Why are you being Misalik the Kaira? Okay, so I remember the first time I asked my father. He said, "Oh, Kedesh Yishulat Tinoikis, Gifrek." What is the Aloch Yishulat Tinoikis? So David Anogit says as follows. He says, the Tinoik asked, "Why are you Misalik the Kairos?" So you tell him, "Tonight, we're not eating the meal yet. We're not eating yet the meal. Tonight, we became Jews." And you begin telling him what this night is all about. We don't eat the meal till we understand who we are, what we are, and what we're doing. And we have a whole Magid in front of us. Be it an hour, be it three, be it four. But there's a ganze Magid before you get to the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure you're famous with Nebuch, the joke of the two goyim who heard that there's a feast by the Jews on a Leila Seder, and Nebuch, and they came to Leila Seder. And they Nebuch, they're sweating it out, and they're waiting for the roasted beef. And they're waiting there, they're schwitzing away. They got this one little karpas dipped. They got a cup of wine and a bit of karpas, and then they're sweating away. And these Jews are chanting, and they're sitting, and they're singing, and they're talking for 3-4 hours, and their stomachs are rumbling away. And they come to matzah, they get this piece of matzah, and then they come to moror ad kan. They just give up, and they go racing out. Nebach, they waited all along, and they missed 5 minutes before Shulchan Aruch began. It's a joke about going trying to whatever. Avelin Yonenu. This is exactly the idea. Is in Yiddish akin to, and we don't eat the meal tonight straight away. We have a lot to discuss and to appreciate who we are, what we are, why we're sitting here tonight. What are we doing here tonight? Now I want to say from now in Alom de Sheknech. There's a mitzvah, Zrizim Magdim and the mitzvahs, right? How is it that in most good, solid Jewish homes, by the time they reach matzah, they're ready with the stopwatch, they have to catch chatzos? And that's the Seder HaMitzvah. Name is Salkin HaKaira. You don't come to matzah. The matzah has to be understood, appreciated, internalized, and only then you come to matzah. Machlekes Rishonim. You have to explain each mitzvah. Otherwise, you're not yotze chavose. Which chayva? Zok the Rambam, chavasi pitzis mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, in Milchames, in Brochus, was yotze de chavose? He wasn't mekayim properly mitzvahs matzah. He wasn't mekayim properly mitzvahs moror. He wasn't properly mekayim mitzvahs Pesach. You have to understand and appreciate what's the tachlis of the matzah, what's the tachlis of the morer, and the reason behind the korban Pesach, and the lessons you're supposed to internalize from it. Internalize the lessons, and we don't go to the mitzvah. Yes, we don't say it's just a magdim in the mitzvah, because this is all part of the mitzvah's matzah. We begin understanding the matzah when I pick up the kois to say kiddush, when I appreciate that's part of the mitzvah's matzah. That's part of the Magid. And that's why it's Bavur Zeh, B'shoshu Matzamor, Munochen Lefonecho. And what's leaked in the Amkus of it? The mitzvah's matzah together with the Sipra on the matzah. According to the Gro, the ganze Machlekes, but the minig is Megalanis on matzahs, because the Sipra is Chal, the Lechem Oini has to be Lechem She'oinim Olov, Dvorim Harbe. You speak it out. You talk out the matzah. You have to appreciate what the matzah is before you eat the matzah. Oinim Olov, Dvorim Harbe. Oni, say Chazal, it's Loshen of Aniyah, Vanisov Amarto. It has many lashonis to it, many meanings to it, but the basic avona has one of them on the halachic level, halach lemaise, oinin olav dvar maharbe. You have to talk about the matzah, you have to talk about the geula, you have to go through magid on the matzah before you get to the matzah, the achila itself, because it's all part of the mitzvah. Of course, it's a zuz magdim lemitzvah. When do we begin? The moment we make kiddush. But titilam is chag matzah zeh shebochar bonu mikolom. It's a chilek from the mitzvah sipur. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, she lived with us with my parents for many years. And we were in her old age when she wasn't in Gansen, she was ready in her late 90s. She would always remark, as Rashiva began Magid, Papa used to say, yeah, Papa had gesagt. What did Papa gesagt? That the Kiddush itself is part of Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avad, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolom. And that's the Taz, it has to be Balailo. Let's appreciate the amkus of it is to be appreciate versus get the mitzvah, and each and every one of us as an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megitzias Mitzrayim for him, who we are. We have to create that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose me. Asher Boch Arbonu. Yes, I'm part of a nation, but I'm Elokai V'Elokai Avisai. I have my own connection and my own relationship, and you have your expectations from me as an individual. Yes, each and every one of us has a unique tafkid, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from each and every one of us. Each and every one of us were born as yechidim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with each and every one of us and expectations and demands from us, and he created the world for each and every one of us. A Jew properly internalizes, he doesn't need any therapist for self-esteem. Where do best? A person has to know his esteem, who he is, what's expected from him. Also, in tough love, also is demanded from him, but what he's capable of and who he's a chosen person. Kadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one of us as yechidim, with a tafkid, and with a tremendous ahava. Chayv Adam Loimar Shmini Nivro Olam, and Chayv Adam Loimar Lois Avoyse Belvad, Oh, his son who hates Mishom. There is his Atzma, Kilu who yotzim Mitzrayim. Mitzit Mishom was made for him. Now the Rambam has another knetch, that a person has to act that way, that he's Kilu yotzim ato, that every single year you have to appreciate Yitzit Mishom as if it's fresh to you. If there's a new relationship and you have to act B'nei Chayrin, the Rambam learns that Haseba and Dalet Koisis, even though it's a Takonas Chachamim, but it's part of the general Din D'Oraisa. The Rambam continues, Lefikach, Shesoidonu Balayim, Zechiv HaSeibe. The ganze shtickel, not for now, but HaSeibe, according to the Rambam, is part of this din. Dal Koisus Chazal made it takon. Also, because it's Derechelus. Because it's also part of Chayvodom Lishis Atzmoy. Kilu, Laharis is Atzmoy, the Rambam makes the emphasis. He has to do actions to play it out, to internalize the concept. I'll be mekatzer, but I do want to still finish off on this line to appreciate what's the tafkid of every Jew, also as an individual, to appreciate Chayv Adonai Lomar, Shvini Vroilam, and Vaisanu Hoitzi Mishom. Sometimes the person doesn't chap, and like, it weighs on people, specifically on young Bochum, many times this question. What's my tafkid going to be in this world? I still remember as a young boy back in Camp Agoda West. They believed in us. They sent us a sleepaway camp back in the olden days. I was, I was, old, I was only 7 years old. We had a whole evening out with our bunk leader. And he gave us all guns and mice. It was a beautiful story, a very heart-gripping. About a certain bocher, how he saved. He made a whole group of Jews he saved from the Holocaust. And he was nifter at the end of the war. But every person has his tafkid in the world. And that was his tafkid to save this whole group of Jews. Each one has his tafkid. He gave us all. As a seven-year-old, I remember it ringing in my ears of each and every one person has his own tafkid. And many times I hear bochrim, they have their own issues with it. What's my tafkid? What's expected? What's demanded from me? And what's going to be my shleimus and my tikkun? I'm supposed to become this and I'm supposed to do this. Now how do I know what my tafkid is? This week's parsha, Beis Halevi points out, has a very, very unique statement that repeats itself over and over and over and over. If you listen carefully, the balkar is going to be ringing out of your ears already. Vayakil Pekudei, what's the most common? Every few psukim is Vayas Moshe Kachalash Yetziva Hashem Moshe Kenoso. Kash Yetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kash Yetziva Hashem is Moshe. Every three, four psukim, Kash Yetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kash Yetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kashetziva over and over every 3-4 psukim almost. What's this kashet? Yeah, of course. Vayakel Moshe. He did everything. Pikudei. He did all everything like Hashem told him to. What's the ongoing emphasis? I'll try to say it in 2-3 minutes, and internalize for us what we have to learn from it. What was Chet HaEgel, as we already discussed? People last week, what's the Chet? Creating spirituality with our own ego, with our own ideas, with our own power. What's the Tikkun of Paro we spoke? Humble submission to Hashem's word as it is. Without getting into detail, length, because I told you I'll be Mikatzer, the Mishkon. Hocus pocus, spooky stuff. This is connected. This connected. This. What? Every single keli has a different hashpon, a different zach mechuvin, and Bezalel is being mitzaref ois yishemayim v'aretz. That's the ultimate uftu that's going to happen. But if a person he does any of this with intent to do the tikkunim, and his mind is in the tikkunim, and he begins and ends with that, it's bordering on avodah zarah. Bordering on avodah zarah. What's the tikkun of the Mishkan? With all of the spooky zachen connected to all the ilamas elyonim, we're doing it. Why? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because this is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And that's the ultimate tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. And that's the ultimate yesoid of the nisuin of Knesset Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nasa v'nishma. I submit myself to your will. And I'm an Eved Nemon, and that's my Geula, that I'm connected to you, following what you say. Without my own ego. I had a chavrusa when I was younger, just for the sake of getting it clear, because the world suffers from this in the thousands today. Never. At that, his parents, very special people. His father, Nebuch, was killed. And he was from his descendants, the Maaseh, the old Bnei Torah, Talmid Chachamim, Muflogim. He was killed in a car accident as they were in the process still of doing tshuva, and ultimately the whole family became from. His friend had miraculous stories about his father coming in. His father came to him, and he went through hard times when he was younger, when his family was becoming much frumer. He went to Cheder. His father came to him more than once in a dream, and more than once came to him and went with him the sugi that would be tested on the next day. Lo yomim ki yisuper, but that's not for now. But he shared with me that when his parents were becoming frum, they were living in L.A. His father at the time was one of the ambassadors for Israel, whatever, in Mishad Achutz. And they got caught up with some group of Kabbalistic people. And they did many mitzvahs as a whole ritual. And but they did things in their own with kavanas shemus and tzirufei shemus, and they weren't keeping mitzvahs properly at all. And sometimes there were big avaryonim not even keeping Shabbos. But it was all when they ate maror, that their form of eating maror. Most of the time they weren't being used to the basic mitzvahs, but it was all with meditation and with tzirufei shemus and kabbalah and zachen. Now, is that Yiddishkeit? No. What is Yiddishkeit? Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu's mesavei, people get ignited in certain ways, and ultimately they came back, and that's taka. There's a beautiful family that came out from all of that. Ultimately, it's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan with the Hester Ponim and the way he runs his world, the way he directs his children back to come back to him. But the will, kashetiv Hashem es Moshe, narzilin yoneinu. Each and every one of us is chosen as an individual, has a unique tafkid. What is it? Every person knows his hardships. Wow. Every one of us has his peckle. Every one of us has his issues. For some reason, we look at the other guy and say, how does he have it so easy? I suffer from A, B, Z, and it's all inside. No one knows what I've gone through. No one knows of the challenges that I have. Even the people closest to me have no idea. Things that came my way, and issues that I've got, that I'm suffering from, because different things that I've gone through. Every one of us has his issues, in Zachen, his own challenges. Each and every one of us has his unique capabilities and unique strengths. Hertzu Rabbeisai. What's our tafkid? It doesn't make a difference. It's not up to us to begin now. Our tafkid is to do Kashetziv Hashem Es Moshe. Exactly the hardships and the challenges that each and every one of us has from all the what he grew up with what happened to be his neighbor and the story that never happened, Nishtim Shabbos Geret with a different friend in fourth grade, or the Meister that happened, all of the above was to create us with our strength and our weaknesses and our challenges and to bring out the best from each and every one of us to fulfill our tafkid. Yes, as I mentioned in passing, but it's a tremendous idea. We all stand in a circle, Osud Lova, and we say, Hine Elikeinu Zeh. We come from different angles, and every single yochid comes from a different angle. Because each and every yochid has his own unique tafkid. What is the tafkid? In your matzev, with your who you are, with all of the background, and everything that you, each and every one of us has a whole history behind him, who he is and why he is, why he is. And then making the right choices in my matzah today. Chav Dalet Oder, Chav Gim, whatever it is, 14th of February, March, today I have my tafkid, my nisyon is where I came from, and my strength is where I came from, and my tafkid for today. Each and every one of us making the right choices in life, the path that it takes from his nekuda, where he's coming from, just doing our tafkid, going step, and taking one step at a time, going ahead in the path of Hashem, learning one toisvis, one line of toisvis, one kash and one teretz, one after other, writing one shtickle after the next shtickle, going through the Rashbam, going through the Bedek, going through the Mishmeres, pushing on. That is the tafkid in each and every one of us with all of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you the path. Follow Him. You follow Him with the challenges as they come. You trust in Him that He'll help you get over them. Reach your goal, which is Hashem's goal. Make Hashem, Necheini b'titkosecho, Haishal lefonai darkecho, in the path, which is your path. If we choose the right malach, Hashem oiri v'yishi, He shows us the way, just by living life, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to live life, with the path that He will give us. That's the ultimate tafkid of us as a nivchar, as every single individual. To be zoich ultimately, humble, walking in the path of Hashem. Kasher, tzivo, Hashem, es Moshe. Shabbos.